Okay, good evening. We are at the end of the essays. That is, in Psicha, we're up to essay number 13. Which follows essay number 12. B'chol zeh shedibarnu ad ata. All that we've spoken about till now, who afilu and mumusaper devar emes al chaveira. What we're talking about till now is if you tell the truth, so you're only violating the last 12 essays. However, avalim besechal ashnarai arachila shalai nisarif taruva shal sheker b'miktsasai. But if there's some falsehood blended into your Lashon Hara or Achilus, there's an additional assay, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, which tells us to distance ourselves from falsehood. And period. That's the Savera of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The truth is that it's not a Dover Pashit at all. What? It's an assay. It's an essay that you do by non-action. It's a passive essay. Most of its essays you do by doing something. You shake a lulav, you blow a shayfer. Midvar sheker tirchak is a mitzvah essay that you do by not doing something.
How do you positively perform the mitzvah?
How do you perform the mitzvah? I guess we do it all the time when we don't lie. We tell the truth. I hear. There are a number of such, mitzvahs, I say. There's a Chavis Yoyer, which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gilyan. It says on a mitzvahs, I say, you have to spend chaymish min the chasav. And a mitzvahs, lois, I say, you have to give up all your money. He says that when it says the lois, I say, you have to give up all your money, and I say chaymish, it means a mitzvah that you do with an action. And you don't do it, then you spend the chaymish. A lav, where the aveira is with an action, so you have to spend all the money in the world not to. But when we say the lav and asay, it doesn't mean lav and asay. It means an active or a passive mitzvah. So in certain halachis, dvar sheker tirchak is really in a sense it's a passive mitzvah. The mitzvah is to not say sheker. So when you sleep, you're mekayim dvar sheker tirchak. I don't know if you're being marachik yourself. However, this is not a davar pashut at all, and it's interesting that there's no commentary here. The Yireim says that midvar sheket tirchak is not... If someone says, how do you feel? You say, fine. You don't feel fine. Are you over an avera?
No.
Midvar sheket tirchak. That's why.
You want
the
person to feel good, you know.
So you're allowed to do an aveira to make the person feel good? You're allowed to be over in Haseda, right?
Darkei Shalom.
A Shalom Bayis.
He brings Hamachokim because of not to be a Balgaivi, so he doesn't.
My Balgaivi, you ask me how I feel, I tell you I have a toothache. Instead of saying that, I just say fine. There's no Shalom Bayis, he's angry me, I have a toothache.
You don't want him to go into a whole conversation with you. Yeah, what's the matter with you? What are you doing?
And not a whole conversation. You ask me how I feel, I say yes or no.
You want to avoid the issue.
What?
He doesn't want to know how you feel.
But he said, how do you feel? So you say rotten.
Pleasantries.
Really?
You say you feel fine, it's all relative too.
It's all relative. Well, everything's relative. There's no lie. You say the guy's a crook and he's not a crook. It's all relative. I mean, it's I don't know. What it says in the Yireim is Midvar Sheket Tirchak says in the Parsha of Bate Dinim, of going to Din Torah. It doesn't say that you're not say a lie that's of no consequence. It doesn't say any such thing. The person wants to brag. He says, you know, I bought that car for $12,000. You pay $15,000. I don't know, bragging maybe is the other way. He wants to say it cost them more. I don't know which way he's bragging, but someone says something. He's choosing with his friend. He says, you know, everyone pays $15,000. I got it for $12,000. It's not true.
I didn't say only those three things. Tamachavim came from China with Dibu Ray. I express other things that are some things. He's not.
Wait, Takashis, how can he do with those three things?
Those three things are special reasons.
Why? Why? If it's a deraisa? Anyway, the Urayim says, "Vasheket tirchak is only an iser if it's something that makes an impact on the other person, such as an adin tira." To just say what we call a white lie, a lie that doesn't bother anybody, so that's not there's no iser deraisa on that. It's a midas. It's not a good midah, which is also important, but. You don't want to bother him with your news. He tells you, how do you feel? You say, I feel fine. Now, that's the Shittis HaYoreim. It's not what the Chofetz Chaim seems to be following here. Ruchai Knievsky has a Sefer Masechtes Kutim. Now, most of you never finished Masechtes Kutim. It's not in the Daf Yomi. Masechtes Kutim was not written by Tanoim nor by Amoraim. They are what we call the Masechtes Kitanois. They are eight small Masechtes that were written probably by the Gaonim in some period between the Amoraim and the Rishayim and the Rishayim. So the Gaonim were the Chachmei Savaroi. But anyway, Rav Chaim Knievsky, whose style is to learn things that nobody learns, because whatever everybody learns, he learned already a bunch of times. So he learned Masechtes Kutim, Masechtes Avadim, all these other Masechtes, and he wrote a Pirish. And to get an idea of the Pirish, this is a typical page. The six words on top are Masechtes Kutim, and the words on the bottom are his Pirish. One, two, three, four, five, six words on top of his Sefer, and the rest is his Pirish. So whoever wrote Masechtes Kutim, you know, and this page only has two words on top. Anyway, that's his Pirish on the bottom. On this particular page, in Ois Lamed, he talks here about the Urayim, about saying a lie that doesn't affect somebody if you're over mitzvah sheket tirchak. Maybe the Urayim is a das yachid. Chofetz Chaim doesn't fast. So he collects Ruchai Knievsky's incredible bekiyas. He brings the Urayim. He said, "B'zeh yisyashev ma'demetzinu b'kama makaymais." We find many places in Shas. Now he starts bringing cases where great people lied. And he says, Machmas Kisufa. You find many times to us of embarrassment, Shinu b'divrayim, that they said something different. Ayin brachas megimel amed beis, Shabbos kuf memvava amed aleph, Erev kuf aleph amed aleph, Kul kuf yad aleph, Pesach lechav zayin, Ayin sham. So there are places where people are embarrassed and they said something that wasn't so to save themselves from embarrassment. Then he says another category. Like when someone says, "How do you feel?" God doesn't care how you feel. So they did it. The man Yama who says that it's muta lahate sesagoi. We don't. We passed in. It's awesome. It's a man Yama the Gemara. You're allowed to fool a guy in business things. Kedis above a kama. What's from vashaketirchak? I forgot the mishaker. And then he goes to another category. He brings more Gemaras. He says, "Kugan hani plus mili," like you mentioned, the three things that you're allowed to lie about. If somebody is very generous and he gives you things, someone says, "Is he generous?" You know, you're allowed to say nothing special because you're supposed to send everyone to his house to collect it. And I don't know, he brings Gemaras, then he starts bringing Midrashim. It's interesting. The Gemara says, interesting story, Reb Chia, his wife, was the shru of Shas. Reb Chia married a woman that was not so good. So the Gemara says he was once learning with his son, and they learned the pasuk Moitzi Ani Yesi Isha Mitzasi Mar Mimaves. So his son said, "Like who?" He said, "Like your mother." "Like your mother," he said. So the Gemara says that his mother would ask him, "What do you want for dinner?" And the mother would send their son, "Go ask daddy what he wants for dinner." Whatever he wanted for dinner, she didn't make him. So if he said, "I want fleishiks tonight," he made a milchiks. "You want rice?" He made lentils. He said, "You want vegetables?" He made chicken. All right. So that was his life. That was Rukhiya's life. So then, suddenly things changed. Suddenly she started making him exactly what I wanted for supper. So Rav Chia told his son, "Hey, mommy's getting better. So she's not getting better. I figured out the code. She has a code. When you want rice, she makes lentils. So you tell me you want rice. I say you want lentils and she makes you rice. No, she figured out the code of what she makes. So the father, Reb Chiya, told his son, stop. Don't do that anymore. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, lemoid l'shainim daber sheker. You're casting your lie mouth to lie. You know, I say, what does daddy want? You're saying a lie. I would argue it's not a lie. It's how you get to the truth. But anyway, it's a lie. So the kasha he asks is, why did he say mitzvah sheker tirchak? Why does he say lemoid l'shainim daber sheker? He's getting his tongue used to saying sheker. If it's a nisadar aisa, say it's a nisadar aisa. So it's a right to the Urayim that it's not an Isidar Aisa. It's not Beit Midas. And the Gemara brings that somebody wanted to say a halacha, he knew they wouldn't believe him. So he said it in the name of Rava. He said it in the name of his Rebbe. So they believed him. So his Rebbe never said it. They said, what about Midrash Sheker Tirchak? So he goes through all these cases, I'm mentioning a few, where lies are said in Shas, and nobody seems to be bothered by it. That's interesting. He writes this whole piece, and then he says, Shuvri Isi B'Sefi Yoreim, Shama Mitzah Se Midrash Sheker Tirchak, because of Gamkein, the Sheker She'ene Bali De Ra'a Lo Yisira Torah Olav. The Dava Mehalomim In Yana Shebarosh Rala Bias Kos Medaber. He's talking when in dealing with somebody else. Now, probably the most important Gemara about truth, which people violate, is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says if somebody bought something and he asks you, "How do you like it?" you should say it's beautiful. Say it's beautiful. Even if it's ugly. He spent money on it. Are you going to make him feel bad that he spent money on it? So you say, how do you like my dress? Oh, looks good on you. And that's what it says. The Gemara says the Balashin Tmiya. Yikaneu b'neu v'yishabcheu b'neu. If today the style is, someone says, I bought this, how much did it cost? It says, so. You say, oh, I could have gotten it on the internet for half the price. So the Gemara calls that cruelty. The Gemara says, "B'loshem bitmiya yishab chayobein veganeomien," and therefore that's the Gemara of ketzem raktim ufteh hakala kala no avachasuda. So the Gemara Beis Hillel says that ketzem raktim ufteh hakala kala no avachasuda. How do you dance in front of the kala? You say she's a beautiful woman, and the Gemara Beis Shammai says, "Halak siv mitvasheket tirchak." How could you do it? So Beis Hillel say, they say the words I said before, that Elameata Kaina Mekachika Shapheo Bena Viganeo Bieno. What's in Midvar Sheker Tirchak? So the understanding is that that's not Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Maybe if the person can still return it, you know, it's one thing. But otherwise, a person has to praise it. Anyway, so this is all, now, is this all now like this Chafetz Chaim? Or maybe here it's different. If I tell you that guy is a thief, and it says Lashon Hara, am I causing you any loss by telling you he's a thief? Well, why am I causing you a loss? No? Gossip, sometimes it does. I mean, but most of the time it doesn't cause a loss to anybody. What?
Depends on
what context you say. Depends on the context. But Chofetz Chaim is saying that when Lashon Hara involves falsehoods, then it's Midrash Sheker Tirchak. It's Lav Davka. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Now he ends off Yud Gimel by saying, V'gam nishtane shmoy l'pgam ha'idei zeh, l'kroyata b'shem moitzi shemra. It's a separate avlo. Besides that he did an aveira, a mighty shemra gets a name. He's labeled. It becomes the person, the mighty shemra. With a lie, it's much worse. That's Yud Gimel. The final mitzvah says mitzvah yadalit. It's a catch-all asay. I nireh shay v'gamah mitzvah asay divaholachta b'drachav. There's a mitzvah asay which says numerous times in Devarim in different expressions. You should go, you should go in his ways, the ways of God. You should go in his ways, the ways of God. Ashehem kulam rak l'tayv. K'mamorim chazam, ahu rachum, afat harachum, uchan, afat hachanu, ki yaitz b'zeh b'shar midas tayvis. K'mubaram milvas dayas. Now, this is an easy one. I mean, this, balakta b'drachav, you're supposed to go in Hashem's ways, and the Lashon Hara, you're not. What troubled me is the next, the example he brings. Look what he says. Matzino v'akadosh baruch hu b'midaisav ha'kadoshes v'tahayrais. We find in a God's pure and holy attributes, shusayne dulturia b'cholayfanim. He has a hatred for tattletaling in all cases. Afilo alish guru ad miayit, even about a rotten person. Kamara mamoram zal, Sanhedrin daf yadav. V'chi dulturani loch, gavi maisa da'ochan. Ayin sham. Here it's confusing. You know the story of Achan? Achan is the one who took from the booty of Yerichai. And because of that, they lost the war. The only war Yeshua ever lost in all his battles. And why did he lose the war? He was very upset. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chatu Yisrael, v'gam lakhu min shalom. They took from Yerichai. So Yeshua says, who took? So God says, v'chi dulterani? Am I a tattletale? So he didn't say. I don't get this. Let's say you come to me and I tell you, you know, someone stole from your house. You say, who stole? I tell you, v'chitul tarani. Am I supposed to do that? If I see someone swipes your talus. I say, you know, someone came and stole your talus. You say, who? I say, v'chitul tarani. Am I a tattletale? Rabbi Yaakov said that they shouldn't have like one child tell on another. Yeah. Rabbi Pav used to say that the child learns that Lashon Hara is Asur except when the teacher wants to know something. Yeah, that's what you're teaching him. But still, is it true by Achan? There's
another way of finding out.
There's
what, to go with the Urim? So is that the rule? I tell you, listen, I'm not telling you, there's a video camera, go check it out. Is that the right thing to do?
But you see here,
what this case is for, I didn't touch. What this case? His right or his not?
He stole. He took things he wasn't allowed to take.
He says, father says him, tell to mom to make this, and the son says different.
He's still worried about the supper. No, it's not, because the child gets used to lying. He gets accustomed to lying.
But father...
The father said, don't do it. Father's always right.
What?
The father is always right. When I was a boy, the children were always right. Now the father's always right. You see what I mean? What? By a saita, God is telling you if he did it or not. Well, in the case of, it bothered me, in the case of Achan, God told him also. What did he do? He went in front of the Aaron. I don't know. Father,
you know, but if Hashem had told him, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the battle. It's done.
But next battle, in order to win the next battle, they had to rid themselves of Achan.
So, be more careful next time, on your own.
No, they had to get rid of him. They had to kill him in order to fight the next battle. And that's what happened in that.
Watch the booty.
What?
Watch the booty next time.
Watch the booty, okay.
Is that a
Toelis? It's a Toelis, yes. That's why, I don't know, it just seems that the Marshal is not the Valach, the Bedroch of Dika Marshal. But Seifel HaTayve Vein Seifel HaRa U'Kumayshi Issa B'Tanet Ve'Elyo B'Perakei, God looks to say good things. V'Omer Dalet Kites HaMekabos P'nei HaShechina, one of them is Kat Mesapri Lashon Hara, D'Ksiv Ki Loi Kael Chafetz Rasha Ata Loi Yagur HaRa. Ra doesn't live with you. M'Kein Bishamagolas of midrazu ain't a hilap adache Hashem. Shahu rak lahitiv zulah saiv, oisal apachai. Nezek, kineva kosav bishem ra. Loshin lachain oivrav, it's a seizu gamke. So this is the end. We had 17 lavim and 14 assays. Hare. Shechashavnu arba esrei mitzvos asei shurgin lavar laim ayatei sipa lashon hara rechilas. We counted 14 asseis levad miyud zayin lavim anel. Now listen to this. Ashe kol ha yud zayin lavim yud dalet esim en yachal lavi bi ish echad. Could you figure out a way to put all 17 lavim and 14 assays in one? It's not possible. Because one of the assays was giving respect to kainim. And one of the lavim was, treating a ger the wrong way. So you can't be a kain and a ger simultaneously. So, but it's possible to be over, but not all in one case. Kimavur lamayin, afopi kain. Mishorogel, chaser shalom b'mida ra'ar uzu. Someone who gets accustomed to speaking gossip, lashon hara, b'vadi yavra kulam b'herchav hazman. Eventually, he'll cover all 31 isurim. Ki pa'amim yara loy l'davar lashon hara al-zakein. Sometimes he'll be an old man, upam machacham, upam him. You're going to have lashon hara shalai b'fanav, upam shalai b'fanav, akel kiniskalem. So, you think we're done. We have 31 Isurim Deraisis. We're still going to learn on, it won't be a Thursday, but on Monday. On the next page, you have three more Arurim, three more reasons not to speak Lashon Hara, in case you are still not decided on the topic.
Staying away from Sheker, does that refer only to the speaker or even to the listener?
That's interesting. Dvar Sheker Tirchak, is there an Isur on the listener? I would think it's only on the speaker. Even though one could argue, distance yourself from someone who's lying. But I would think it's only on the speaker. I don't think he mentions in the footnote, does he? He doesn't. Sometimes he mentions if it's only on the speaker. But,
I would think just the opposite.
The one who listens?
Somebody's looking Sheker.
But I don't know it's Sheker. He's telling me I know it's Sheker.
Yes, right. I don't know.
The way Rob is explaining it, it's very passive. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, passive. I'm not going to
say Tirchag means good, means distance yourself. Okay. You really know, you don't usually know when he's lying, but okay.
Yeah.
What you're saying is distance yourself from,
falsehoods. I'll say, well, after Bedrochov, in this week's Parsha, Kodesh Baruch was Mishana.
Kodesh Baruch is Mishana, but Neha
Shalom.
Says, you're allowed to.
Adoni Zakin.
Tell, yeah.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say it. So you're allowed to do it, Neha Shalom. It's a Rai again to the Arayim. So right again, anyway. Although the Lev Elio in his Akdama, in Rav Shadron, in his Akdama to Lev Elio, the original volume, Chacham Amos volume, he has there an explanation that he defines Sheker as being an untruth you're not allowed to say. Which is not, yeah, he says that it's Rosh Hashem to say it, it's not Sheker. It's a play on words, it's semantics, it becomes, the word Sheker becomes meaningless. That's what he suggests.
And we have a comment for a mitzvah sase, you have to spend ad komesh for a lav, spend all your money. So for me, for lashon hara.
I mentioned earlier that the Chavis Yoris says that it doesn't mean lav and asay, it means an aver you do actively or passively. The Chavis Yoris, I think, talks about the avera of leisamid al dam riecha. It's a lav, you have to spend all your money, but you don't have to.
Isra say
have to give away, and unless someone dereacha, you only have to give up a chaimish to help somebody else. The pshach says, what happens if someone says, either I'll kill another Jew, unless you let me cut off your ear? He says to somebody, aver echad. So you should have to, assuming that it's that you have such a situation. You should have to. I mean, the Radvaz has such a case. They went to a king to beg mercy, an Egyptian king of some sort, and the Jew was sentenced to death. And he said, okay, you guys want me to? Let me cut off your ear and I won't kill him. So the Shah says that you don't have to. He doesn't explain. The understanding is, like Samar al-Damariyacha, you only have to give up a fifth of your nechasim. A person will give up a fifth of his nechasim not to get the neighbor cut off. So... of his property. As well.
Give kidneys and things like that.
Giving a kidney, same thing. You're not obligated to. Okay, anyway, so one more, probably one more time, and we'll be done with Chafetz Chaim. We'll have acquired the proper psicha for Chafetz Chaim.